Well, it's been a little bit more than a year, I think. I know that it started to get cool in the evenings again, and that hasn't happened for a year. I know because that change of season happened last year, and then it got colder. And then it got warmer. And then it was summer. And now it's the end of summer. So it's been a little bit more than a year since I was first brought to my little room. I have to say, my life isn't over now. It's just very different. I've always been amazed at how quickly we can become accustomed to a change in our lives. Like when you're on vacation and suddenly that hotel room, if you're in it for more than a few days, sort of just becomes your life. Like you haven't been anywhere before and you won't be anywhere afterwards. But of course, this past year of mine has been more extreme than that. He did reveal himself to me shortly after the last recording I made. And it was who I thought it was. And I was here for the reason I thought that I was here for. And it was very, very difficult in the beginning. But as I said, it's amazing how quickly we humans can adapt to our changing environment. I've become relatively content. The turning point was when he became ill and he needed me. And he learned he could trust me to not try to escape. Not that I had tried to escape before, but he needed the reassurance. So when I saw that he was ill and I started to take care of him, and he forgot to lock the phones away, at first he seemed concerned, but then when he checked the call history, he saw I hadn't touched them. And for the first time, he actually smiled at me. It took me a while. But eventually I smile back. And now we have a routine. I usually still sleep here in my little room. But occasionally he likes me to stay in his bed. The first thing I do when I wake up is I have to make sure my pussy is absolutely perfectly shaven for him so he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, wherever he wants. And then my next task after I've cleaned my entire body is to make him breakfast and bring him coffee. And while he eats his breakfast and drinks his coffee, my day begins. Usually, with sucking his cock while he reads the paper, and occasionally he'll pet my head. And believe it or not, I've begun to find comfort in these quiet moments with him. He doesn't always come then. It's more a ritual we have. Then I clean up after breakfast and I do chores around the house. And he likes me to keep a diary of my thoughts, my desires. Sometimes he gives me writing assignments. He likes to know how my brain works, so he can better devise any exercises in the future. He's gradually been giving me more freedom. He never locks the phone away anymore, even though he's completely recovered. He knows he doesn't have to. He knows that he can trust me. He actually lets me answer the phone sometimes if he's there. He usually checks the caller ID first, though. He enjoys me answering the phone when some of his male friends call. He likes sort of dangling me in front of them as his prized possession. He's been teaching me to play chess, and he's been baiting his friends, telling them I will beat them because he's taught me so well and because I'm so bright. So they joke about that. And I must always be polite and respectful to his friends, which I would be anyway, of course. But there's always something lurking in the back of his eyes when I'm on the phone with one of them. Just a slight watchfulness to make sure I'm perfectly obedient. So yes, playing chess is another task that I have. And he gives me reading assignments, usually in different areas of his interest, but thank goodness nothing too technical. Usually something historic that he knows will also interest me. So he'll have me write about it and we'll talk about it and discuss it, and he'll add other books to my reading list. Sometimes we'll watch television or a movie or something like that. And that's always enjoyable because it feels almost normal. But soon he says that he'll actually let me go out with him. Just starting out with maybe a walk. And eventually he's going to let me meet his friends and go to his club and meet the other girls, which I really look forward to. I miss having female friends to talk to. And if all of that goes well, he promises that eventually we'll travel, we'll go places. But he wants to make sure first that I'm perfectly trained and perfectly obedient, that he has no reason to think that I might try to run away from him. No matter what I say, he still seems to not completely trust me. I try in my writing to show him he can, but I can't tell him or show him that trust. He has to see it himself. I don't know if he ever will see it. I hope that he does, because the idea of travel again is so appealing to me. But even if I'm never allowed to travel with him, I believe I can be happy here with him. I know I loved him once, and I think I even love him now. But if he could trust me, I know I could love him.